from Melodica. They say you never forget your first love. I started this project because of the Melodica, an instrument that functions much like your average keyboard, besides the fact that to produce sound, one must blow air through a plastic tube into the instrument. The Melodica has a 3-octave range, from F3 to F6, making it the instrument with the broadest range in the entire plastic orchestra. The 4 standard melodicas in the plastic orchestra often take on a leading role as the melodic and harmonic centers of the piece. This is because of what the instrument is capable of. I love the sound of a melodica, especially when it plays harmony. The only limit to the amount of notes you can play at once on the melodica is determined by how much air is in your lungs. Each key is attached to an individual reed, so to play more notes, you need more air. I'm especially fond of the melodica at its high and low extremes, which range from piercing and bright to warm and round. As a composer and as an avid player of the melodica, I love it for its tone and its wide pitch range, ability to play basically anything within breath's possibility, potential for phrasing, and large dynamic range. There's also a lot of fun things you can do with the melodica as well. For example, the lowest notes can bend if a player uses overblowing. Another more subtle effect comes from how the player chooses to articulate rhythm, because rhythm can be controlled through stopping and starting with the breath, or the raising and lowering of fingers. I highlighted the breath-controlled aspect of the melodica in the first movement of Plastic Orchestra by having the players play shifting chords while making their breath pressure ebb and flow, like this. While many wind instrumentalists employ flutter tonguing, Hallie, another melodica player, and I invented our own version of the technique that I have deemed wiggle tonguing. Wiggle tonguing is essentially what it sounds like, where you quickly move your tongue back and forth in your mouth, causing interruptions in the airflow of the melodica's tube. I suppose you could think of this as just an amateur, silly way of achieving the flutter-tonguing sound, but I'm comfortable with this. It requires much less practice, so basically anyone can do it, and that's appealing to me and fits the spirit of the project. But I also get the sense that wiggle-tonguing is particularly effective on the flat mouthpiece of the melodica tube. I really enjoy this instrument. I can see why it's been used as an educational tool. It's so easy to make quality sound on the instrument, and anyone with even the most basic piano experience can grasp the concept of a melodica. I also think it has so much to offer sonically, and I find it very exciting compositionally. I hope you now share at least some of my enthusiasm for the melodica. Thanks for listening.